Republican millionaire David Richter's decision to pick up stakes from Jeff Van Drew dominant CD2 and hunt down a shot at Andy Kim in CD3 sets up a Republican primary among several candidates. But based on her comments today, in anticipation of Richter making his move, Kate Gibbs of Burlington County in particular will command considerable attention as she lines up to meet a new challenge. "Anyone who thinks they can push me around doesn't know anything about South Jersey women," Gibbs said. "I was raised by a single mom who taught me how to stand up for myself and never back down from a challenge. To our party leaders who like to talk about empowering and supporting young Republican women to run and serve, well, here I am. The ball is in your court. I've worked at the grassroots level for years to elect Republicans in South Jersey, was the youngest elected freeholder director in the state, cut taxes every year I was in office, and I'm proud to be a leader for the state building trades," the Republican candidate added. "I'm not stepping aside for anybody. Especially not a seat shopper who apparently believes he's entitled to party support somewhere, anywhere. My motivation for running isn't to wear a pin and get a title. I am running to serve the people of Burlington and Ocean Counties and I intend to win," said Richter, after speaking this past week with party leaders, elected officials and voters throughout the 3rd District. "It is clear that the stakes couldn't be higher and Republicans can't afford to swing and miss on defeating Andy Kim this November," Richter added. "Therefore, I have decided to pursue the Republican nomination to represent the 3rd District in Congress to ensure that our party has the best possible candidate in order to win this seat back. I was running in the 2nd District to support the president and put a Democratic seat back in Republican hands, and that has been accomplished," the candidate said. "We need to do the same in the 3rd District, but with even greater urgency, because Andy Kim has put his radical views and support or Nancy Pelosi and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez ahead of the citizens of South Jersey. So the question now